This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Dude, I don't understand. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delays.
One of the things that is good about them is, like, if for those of you that are looking for, like, an agency pistol, they have them in stock. You don't have to wait for them to build you a gun. They have them right now. And you can go there and order it, and you will get one, and it will be great. ReactiveGunworks.com. For a millennia, the ability to interpret hieroglyphics had been lost to the ages, and then Jean-Francois Champollion decoded the Rosetta Stone. When that happened, it was a monumental breakthrough. Since then, Rosetta Stone has become a term to refer to anything that offers a roadmap for understanding the undecipherable. Today's political landscape is full of puzzles and paradoxes, and it'd be really nice to have a Rosetta Stone to break them down and decipher them. Now, why is there no capability? I have all the capability in the world, okay? My capability is based purely upon data. And from the data, this is the well that I draw from, that I would have a reasonable conversation about guns. The other side is profoundly incapable of having this dialogue that they profess to want to have. National Review writer and erstwhile presidential candidate, according to Bill Kristol, David French, describes the conversation as hopelessly polarized. He says it's as if we're coming from different worlds that are entirely different when processing an event like the massacre that took place in Orlando. What took place in Orlando was a self-radicalized jihadi who indiscriminately slaughtered dozens of innocent people, and he did it at a gay nightclub. While on the phone, pledging his loyalty to ISIS and talking to a 911 dispatcher, while he was committing it in real time. Seeing this, conservatives, constitutionalists, gun owners, all of us, we generally zeroed in on the evil of the perpetrator and addressed the broader war on terror. Now, looking at the same set of facts and criteria, the leftist commentators and pundits invariably settled on a narrative driven by a fixation on America's gun culture. A narrow focus on stricter gun control and blanket calls for tolerance for the LGBTQ agenda by conservatives and Christians. You know, being a conservative means having to be very tolerant. If we were not tolerant, there wouldn't be any gun controllers out there. We would have done what they professed that they would do to us if they had half of a chance. It's no wonder that David French refers to the liberal reaction to this and other similar incidents as a bizarro morality. It is hard to have a reasonable conversation about anything when you've got somebody, when the person you're talking to is so disconnected, it is mind-boggling. So there's this book out by a guy named Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-D-T, Haidt, called The Righteous Mind. He lays out something called the Moral Foundations Theory, and it is an extraordinary body of work that is meticulously empirical and thoroughly cross-cultural. And you can agree or disagree because this is the way that he defines his terms. In a nutshell, liberals' moral reasoning rests almost exclusively on the leftmost of six moral pillars. Liberal moral cognitions are triggered by indications of suffering and injustice. The conservative moral matrix couldn't be more different. While it is somewhat biased toward the rightmost moral pillars, conservatives clearly demonstrate a relatively balanced concern for all six. And the implications of this difference are far-reaching. Liberals seek to establish justice for who they view to be harmed, but with no concern for other moral foundations. The ends justifies the means. Conservative moral thinking is advantaged in the sense that it is likewise prompted by indications of suffering, but we look at the overall picture of what everything's going to do. We look at the unintended consequence. So he put the conservative advantage to the test, literally, and it's on page 287 of the book. This involved asking hundreds of subjects to guess how people in the opposite camp would respond to political moral questions. The result was that the conservatives described the liberal morality far more accurately than liberals described conservative morality. The most dramatic errors in the entire experiment came when very liberal respondents were asked to empathize with conservatives around the care-harm pillar. So we can relate to the liberals, but the converse is not true. They cannot relate to us. And there may be a better example of this than the gun conversation, but I don't know what it would be. Look at the typical liberal triggers that happen with the Orlando in responding to the Orlando massacre. For liberals, the culprit is not radical Islam, but the NRA. The victimization and suffering easily justify challenging the Second Amendment, which either doesn't actually guarantee the individual right to bear arms, or is meant only to account for flintlock rifles and the like. This is what they're saying. What about those who believe that individual liberty and the right to self-defense are foundational? What about the people who accept 200 years plus of Supreme Court rulings and several state constitutions and agree that the Second Amendment self-evidently guarantees the individual right to bear arms? What animates them after Orlando is the same grief, shock, and revulsion that liberals experience. They feel a similar desire to find ways to prevent and limit the deadliness on such occurrences, but what's almost literally a world apart is that they want to accomplish this without undermining the individual's liberty, the right to self-defense, or the right to bear arms. And there you have it. That's why we can't have the conversation. We can process the liberal concern for gun violence and the suffering it causes, but they cannot understand how we could share that value while also having the slightest concern for Second Amendment rights. Let me put it to you in the best way I possibly can. The fact that there's something called the Second Amendment, I don't care what it's called, okay? I am a natural thinking being of this planet. And like all beings on this planet, I look for a defensive mechanism. Everything has it. There are predators, there are prey. I've chosen to be neither. I've chosen to live and let live because I'm a reasoning mechanism. And so I'm going to defend myself with whatever means I have to use. With whatever means I have to use. As a younger man, I could do that hand to hand. I can't do that as well now. But I intend to persevere. So I'll be using a gun. And the liberals can stick it, as far as I'm concerned. They can stick it. They can sit on it, however you want to put it. I will try to reach out to them. We should all try to reach out to them. We should also understand that we do come from different worlds. They cannot process individuality. Bear it in mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. the weapons you want without any delays.
Truly the most unique experience buying a gun you will ever, ever go through. I want to be a balanced person. That's not true. I am a liberty loving kind of guy, so I don't really like to consider the opposite of that. However, I do want to share with you this little ditty that I saw, and I'm going to give it to you as much as I can verbatim. But the title of this is that Americans can no longer be trusted with the Second Amendment. What a setup that one is, eh? The carnage in Orlando last week left Americans feeling helpless. And so it makes sense that many took heart in congressional Democrats' push for gun control legislation. In light of shooter Omar Mateen's potential ties to terrorism, politicians jumped on a loophole that allows Americans on terrorist watch lists to buy guns. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy spent 14 hours leading a filibuster calling for an end to this loophole on June the 15th. When the Senate failed to pass any laws that might address the problem, House Democrats staged an old-school sit-in for 26 more hours. It was all very dramatic. I appreciate their efforts, but such piecemeal measures offer very little in terms of real policy. The fact is that we need fewer guns in the United States. We need to stop selling assault rifles. And if there is no way to do this in a way that satisfies constitutional scholars, we need to change the Second Amendment. For anybody just tuning in, I'm reading. This is not what I believe. It continues. As my colleague Tim Fernholz noted earlier this week, lost in the chaos and rhetoric of the Orlando massacre is the fact that the terror watch lists are ineffective, potentially discriminatory, and almost certainly unconstitutional. It may seem easier to let a secret court assess who should have these military weapons than to convince society to ban them entirely. But rarely do such measures come without unintended consequences, and these proposed policies leverage the same politics of fear that many of the U.S. came to regret after 9/11. It's also worth asking why we're pouring so much energy into what is ultimately a minor change. If it is this hard to try and get Congress to vote on a potentially ineffective bill, how will they ever push through meaningful reforms? The NRA has backed U.S. politicians into a corner, spending millions to keep them in office and in the pocket of the gun lobby. Meanwhile, the country remains loyal to a flawed, centuries-old piece of parchment written by a bunch of white men who didn't believe women should have the right to vote and who thought that slavery was an economic necessity. There's nothing sacrosanct about our founding fathers. In the past decade alone, thousands of American lives have been lost to guns because of the way some legal scholars interpreted a comma. I got to interrupt my reading verbatim of this piece of garbage. Exactly what does he believe in as far as America's concerned? The founding fathers don't mean nothing. The Constitution doesn't mean nothing. The Supreme Court doesn't mean nothing. None of it means nothing. He says it wasn't always this way, as reported by Politico. From 1888, when law review articles first were indexed, through 1959, every single one on the Second Amendment concluded it did not guarantee an individual right to a gun. It was interpreted as a rather dated measure meant to protect state militias prevalent during the 18th century. What changed? A change in NRA leadership led to an aggressive effort to expand Second Amendment protections. Gun control guidelines were targeted, and the well-regulated militia aspect of the amendment was de facto erased. So, apparently, in your mind's eye, punk, was the whole idea of the Dick Act, which talks about the various, you know, the various levels of militia, like the unorganized militia, which is all of us. But he continues on. Now the Constitution, much like the Bible, another flawed text used for centuries as a tool of oppression and tyranny, has become a crutch for lazy leadership and moral ambiguity. It's an excuse for cowards to masquerade as patriots. Today, the NRA treats personal gun ownership as an inviolable right, regardless of its function or purpose. No matter that, in the case of semi-automatic assault rifles, one person's cool toys, and also the killing tool of choice for mass murderers. Which brings me back to Orlando. The past 2 weeks have not been easy for members of the LGBT community. As we head into the final days of Pride Month, the mood remains somber as we remember those members of our queer family who can no longer celebrate with us. We still do not know exactly what motivated the shooter. Yeah, we do, you punk. We do not know if he was in fact tied to any Islamist terror organizations. What we do know is that the man who was born in the U.S. walked into a gun store near his home in St. Lucia and bought and legally purchased a Sig Sauer 223 caliber assault rifle, a Glock 17, and multiple magazines and rounds of ammunition. All told, he made 3 trips to the store, ultimately coming away with everything that would allow him, for the purpose of allowing members of the special forces to kill people in the quickest amount of time. Oh, gosh. The worst nightmare of gun rights advocates is an apocalyptic scenario in which President Barack Obama personally arrives at their doors and takes away their legally purchased guns. That would be interesting to see. Not going to happen. But here's what I'll say about this, okay? This guy, like I just talked about, he has no way to look at me and you and look at our viewpoint and understand where we're coming from. He's too busy. He basically sounds like an anarchist. And I hate to point it out to him, but a lot of his talking points are, he's just a minor bird. He hasn't done any research. He believes, like some of these military turncoats that are out there saying, well, you know, this is just like what I carried back in the sandbox. This is the same rifle. No, it isn't. It's an M4. You haven't been able to buy one of those since, May the 19th, 1986. You haven't been able to buy one of those since then. M4s didn't exist in 1986, as far as I know, because I was in the military and I didn't have one. Never saw one until I saw a picture of a guy carrying one. So, you know, I get a kick out of these guys because for them it's all, you know, it's we can't be trusted. Even though while he's writing this, right, 130 million people didn't do anything that day. 130 million plus gun owners didn't shoot anybody that day. And they do that month in and month out, whether it's Pride Month or not. So we're actually more tolerant of the LGBT community than the Democrats, no matter what they may say. Going to take another break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one on suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
From the Blog Blue Performance Page USA Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop?
Look at that. Try it again.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delays.
Truly a unique gun shop. Check them out. Recently, an acquaintance of his in the UK wrote to John Farnham in Fort Collins, Colorado. And he got the following message. Here in the UK, our people, forcibly disarmed for years, are confused and afraid with regard to events in Orlando, particularly since our burgeoning illegal gun trade, smuggling of firearms, and arming of radical jihadists and assorted other criminal gangs has not been effectively contained in these isles, meaning the islands of the UK. Far from it. People here are pitifully uninitiated after years of anti-gun propaganda. We're in the dream world of the state will take care of us even when the state sheepishly, even casually, admits they can't possibly. Armed jihadists are here, and we, like most of Western Europe, are completely defenseless. The UK is like one big New York City. There, the politically connected keep guns from which to protect themselves that they quietly obtain as political favors. The vast majority are forcibly disarmed and altogether unprotected, and no one cares. What used to be a right enjoyed by all is now a political privilege enjoyed only by the political class. When liberal politicians arrogantly state that we peons need to be disarmed, why don't they start with themselves? Lead by example, could you?
Buffalo Barack Hussein, Obama, Pantsuit Clinton, and the Democrats are proposing an identical system for our country. They want it like it is in Britain. Now, their supporters will be armed, their opponents will not. And that is completely arbitrary. This kind of sleazy tyranny is exactly why our founders made the stark distinction between rights and privileges. This is why the Founding Fathers do matter, not, you know, not like that Yahoo that I was reading his little toxic ditty there. Then there was this announcement from Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County. Oddly enough, at the time, professing to be a Democrat, I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal. Your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game, but are you ready? With so many officers furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting for us to arrive is not your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under your bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you? I'm sure that Sheriff David Clark has been subsequently excommunicated by the DNC. we're going to be put in a position very soon because we're going to have to resist. We have the will to resist. Yoshimi Ishikawa was writing about politics on Japan, and he said this. He said, Americans have the will to resist because you have weapons. When you don't have a gun, freedom of speech has no power. Yeah, absolutely. I've got a bad... I've got a bad confession to make, and I'm going to advise everybody that you should do this as well. Starting from square zero, you need to start gathering intelligence wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. But the question here is, why do you need intelligence? The first intelligence you need to gather is to assess what's around you, your neighbors. What are your neighbors going to do if something bad happens? Who are your friends? Who will be like-minded with you? What have you got ready to go? What have you got? I mean, what have you got? Let's see. While you're getting up to speed, you need to understand this. A common theme in preparedness in the preparedness community is beans, bullets, and Band-Aids. You need food and water to survive, you need medicine to treat injuries and illness, and you need guns and ammo for defense. But against what? And this is where the intelligence gathering comes in. If you're going to dump money into the beans and bullets and Band-Aids, you should be investigating your surroundings as well. You know, looking around and what you're having to deal with. This is what happens every time somebody goes into a theater of operation. You need to look at your neighbors and the populace. Are they for you or against you? What are their politics and their attitudes? Which households should you approach to build community security if something hits the fan? Will there be households that will be adversarial to you? Then you need to look for key human terrain. There's going to be some people there that are going to think they wield influence. You need to know tradesmen and engineers and medical professionals. Where do they live in case you need their help? Are there active criminals and gangs in your area? What are their activities and how do you identify their indicators? Future bad guys. You need to think about them and think about identifying them. Who's likely to engage in criminality in the future? If there was a purge, if you know that movie, The Purge, if we were to have a purge tomorrow, who's going to become a predator? Can you identify them? Law enforcement, how are they going to respond to something hitting the fan? If they're going to go home, as is often assumed, then where do they live and how can we work with them? Critical infrastructure, water, power, fuel. What keeps the world spinning in your area? Do you have the critical infrastructure that would invite armed security or suggest an increase in criminal activity? If you have the things that are necessary to sustain life, then you're going to become a target. It's one thing to get everything together and start getting ready to go. It's quite another thing to know who you're going to be facing. Colonel John Boyd, he was the first one to describe the decision-making process. He calls the OODA loop. Because fighter pilots have to make split-second decisions, their ability to observe a development, orient to what it means, decide what course of action they should take, and then act on it is a very critical part in their survivability in combat. Your ability to activate and operate a OODA loop comes into play if this ever happens. So this is why you need to start developing intelligence now. It doesn't cost anything. I've been developing it just by riding my bike around my neighborhood, which also, by the way, is giving me a level of fitness to where if I don't have fuel, I'm not stationary. I already know how to develop and figure out threat intelligence. So, you know, you got to get in there. And this is, you know, if you're looking at somebody that's the Brown Gang, how many members are in the Brown Gang? Can you turn any of these members? All this other stuff. These are all things that you can do. Any reasoning adult can do this. But I just don't ever hear anybody talking about this. Ever. So, in any event, coming up on the last break of the show, when we get back, we're going to talk about one politician who obviously has seen the memo that is such a polarizing subject that he cannot have a reasoned conversation with anybody that might be, you know, pro-Second Amendment, pro-liberty, pro-gun. And we're going to hear from him. We're going to hear what he has to say. His name is Senator Isidore Hall. He's out of California. We'll be right back.
Your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Go check them out. You've never seen this. Ever.
Ever. We all know that the majority of politicians in California are painfully liberal and terrified of guns. And they're, you know, terrified of freedom. Senator Isidore Hall really raised or lowered the bar last week. They were visited, the California General Assembly was visited by a representative from the NRA who objected to their sweeping anti-constitutional offerings in the wake of the attack in Orlando. The first speaker, Assemblymember Evan Lowe, stated that lives have been cut because of your organization. That's pretty harsh. But then enter Senator Isidore Hall, who vehemently, albeit ungrammatically and rather incoherently, asserted that the representative from the NRA was personally responsible for the shootings in Orlando. He accused the representative of defending the senseless acts of terror that occurred and suggested that a good old-fashioned mouth-washing with soap was in order. Apparently, we, the gun owners of America, make people like poor Delegate Isidore feel unsafe in his own home. Hand him a tissue, would you? For a concealed carry permit holder in the state of California, to get their permit, they have to jump through a lot of hoops. Expensive, time-consuming hoops. You have to take a course that includes 8 hours of classroom instruction. They have to take a test to assess his, you know, the grasp on the rules of the state for concealed carry, gun safety, and protecting yourself and your family. He had to do a field assessment. You know, you have to do one of those to prove that you have excellent marksmanship and can handle a gun safely. You have to get fingerprinted by the sheriff's department. You have to go through an interview to discuss the application. Then your application is vetted by the Department of Justice, showing that at no time, you know, you have to come up pretty clean, squeaky clean. Then you have a, after you've been vetted, then you go through a background check. Then you're interviewed by a detective. They're trying to assess your state of mind. Then your weapon is inspected and the serial number is documented. And then you get your permit. After your rectal orifice has been stretched by the microscope. The laws are excessive, onerous, and expensive. Especially since everybody going through them are law-abiding members of the state, citizens of the state. And somebody is trying to stay on the right side of the law. And all of them follow every step to the letter. Then you have this simpering fool in the California General Assembly who has the utter audacity to list off epithets about people that like guns. This is what he said. This is what he said. He calls Second Amendment supporters dirty, filthy, crazy, vicious, heartless supporters of terrorism. Because they believe in freedom. They believe in the Constitution. Or maybe, oh my gosh, did he really? Raven, is that serious? That's pretty funny if that's true. I just heard that Larry Martin got beat. Anyway, a lot of people, the presence of my firearm has kept me from being a victim of crime twice. But here's this guy who thinks that people like me, and especially people in California like him, are threats to his safety. But there's a real threat to safety, and I will describe it for you. The real threat to safety is a crybaby liberal who's afraid of the idea of taking responsibility for their own safety. If the rules are already so onerous in California that it takes a law-abiding, squeaky-clean citizen 6 months and hundreds of dollars to get a permit, do they honest to gosh believe that criminals will follow these rules? The only people they will possibly stop are the people that go through the process. They'll be stopping people from having the power to protect themselves and their children. They'll be stopping people from having the potential to inadvertently help others. They'll be forcing people to become victims without a chance of survival should they find themselves in a situation like the shooting in Orlando. What they're actually doing is drawing a line in the sand. Instead of fighting terrorism, they're turning citizens against one another. They're trying to take the power of the citizenry with these ridiculous laws. And it's all psychology, really. It's clear that these legislators are too cowardly to take gun in hand to protect their own families. I get that. It's a very lofty responsibility. It's a responsibility not everyone chooses to take. And if you're one of these good people that opts to depend on good folks on the other end of the phone when you call 911 and hope for rescue, I hope that works out for you. I really do. I'm not willing to go that route. But in order to hide their cowardice, legislators try to take away other people's power to protect their own family. This is them projecting. They're putting you on the same footing they put themselves on. Maybe they feel more like men if they were able to make laws so, you know, people are forced to wait for 911 to respond to. They want to take away power and reduce everybody to the weaker status, including women. This is a war on women, like it or not. They act as though the Democrat-run state Congress wants equality for women, but the very thing that puts women on equal footing is the thing they strive to take away. The incoherent insults, the poor grammar, and the bars of soap really don't make a point about gun owners. The point that was made here was that the death of the legislative process you know, the one where both sides supposedly get a vote, get a voice. It endorses the idea of legislation without representation. This unprofessional attack will tell you everything you need to know about the people in California who make the laws. And this tells you everything you need to know about the broken system of partisan grandstanding. Where the majority gleefully oppresses the minority, which I wish the Republicans would do in the Congress. I really do. Because I'm tired of hearing from them. As for Mr. Isidore Hall, there's people in California carrying guns every day, brother. And it's expanding. No matter how much you don't like it, there's 9 million gun owners in your state. There's nearly 140 million of us in this country. You got problems, son. You really got problems. You can sit there and be all kinds of vociferous and be, you know, vehement and all these other words that begin with V. It's not going to change a lick. It's not going to change at all. That which is happening. So, bear that in mind, you coward. Do not. You know, I really wish there was something I could do for California. I wish I could make a difference for California. I do. Because 9 million gun owners is a lot of gun owners. That's more than the people, the entire population of my state, nearly twice as many. California is I would love to visit California. I've never visited California. I'd love to go out there. There's people I know out there, the people of Agency Arms. That's 3F Solutions. I mean, all these people, they're all out there, and I'd love to go hang out with them and do all this stuff. And I may eventually do that because they'll loan me a gun. But I won't be allowed to carry it. Mm-mm. I will not. So, I feel for you, Californians. I really do. Tomorrow will be the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. I bid you good evening. We'll do this again in 21 hours. This has been Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.